This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, let's go Top 5 Tuesday. Before we get out of here, I got some of my favorite Hard Knocks memories. Remember, Hard Knocks debuts on HBO tonight. It's Top 5 Tuesday. So there are some classics here. Among them, remember when Carl Nassib of the Cleveland Browns played financial advisor, went up to the whiteboard, the dry erase board, and taught a bunch of the players on the team about how they can invest their money and make a bunch of money? That was great. There was John Gruden, knock on wood if you're with me. All kinds of memories over the years on Hard Knocks, players getting released, emotional conversations with coaches. But I have put together what I think are my top five Hard Knocks memories, and we can go through them here. 5-1, Darius, is how we can do this, okay? So I want to go through some of my favorite Hard Knocks moments on this, the night where the Detroit Lions take center stage on Hard Knocks. So we'll have to get in and out of these. I'll pull out of some of the audio clips as we go. But number five for me was Joe Philbin releasing Chad Johnson after his arrest. And that was actually a really, really emotional moment. And one of my favorite things about Hard Knocks is the access we get to these coach-player meetings. Sometimes guys getting cut or after someone loses a loved one, and you see how real these relationships are, how authentic the coach-player rapport can be. That was one that stands out to me. Number four Hard Knock moment for me, how about the Browns coaches meeting where Hugh Jackson, who was just on his way to being blown out, gets into an argument with some of his assistants and reminds them who the head coach was. I thought this was incredible, and you knew the Browns staff was dysfunctional after they allowed this video to make it out on Hard Knocks when they were the team being featured.
We're not taking guys out because they're special or anything like that. We're taking them out for preventative measures.
Yeah.
And normally the team has understood that.
Yeah, well, I understand there's a rhyme and reason for
right.
doing it.
Man, it's been Duke has had a history of pulling, and if we end up losing him or missing him, it doesn't help us. Guys, this is all for preventative measures. Nobody's trying to take anybody out and had a problem.
I have an opinion on it, and we need to get so much done, you know, and I know I said that to you and we joke about it, but if we live in our fears, I mean, our team has to get mentally tougher and be able to fight through the that we got to fight through. We got to change this drastically, and if we got guys that haven't done sitting around doing nothing, you know, I just don't know how we're going to do it.
Well, I respect you saying that. I mean, I used to sit in the same chair.
Joe,
let
I'm
me finish. Let me finish. I used to sit in the same chair as you guys sat in, and I used to feel the same way. I just want to kill them, okay? Until all of a sudden, I sat in this chair, and then they're not there. And you don't get them to practice. And you can't get them through, and then you don't have them for 3 weeks. And I'm not living in my fears. That's real. And I think we all can appreciate that. Anything else?
That was Hugh Jackson and Todd Haley. Just an incredible exchange between coordinator and head coach. We got to be a fly on the wall. Hard Knocks gives you that. Number three, we don't have it because there's too much cursing and it would have taken a lot of bleeping. But Jarvis Landry's unbelievable speech when he got to Cleveland trying to change the culture about how much football needed to matter to the other receivers in the room and how they were going to turn a corner. One of the great Hard Knocks moments ever. My number two Hard Knocks moment, top of my head, the Ravens rookie skits when the two rookies did the impressions of Ray Lewis and Shannon Sharp. This is all the way back almost to 2000, like 20 years ago, one of the earliest Hard Knocks series ever. Not long after the Ravens had won the Super Bowl, the rookies acting like two of the popular veterans on the team.
I know the Baltimore Ravens have been hit with a lot of injuries, though.
Yes, you have.
My seen that special on HBO, School of Hard Knocks, when Saragusa locked the tight ends in the room.
You humiliated me, dude, on national television, so I want restitution.
What? Well, yeah, I knew that Goose had
it's an impressive, I mean, Danny's got a good sharp. That one gives it a run for its money. Just a really, really good impression. And again, Hard Knocks lets you see some of these really fun, awesome things that happen during camp behind the scenes that bonds the team together, and it gives you the ability to see these players as the people they are beyond football. You know, you really get to know some of their personalities, quirks at times, but you get to see that they're the well-rounded, humorous, funny, they're personable, and big personalities on some of these teams, which I love. And then lastly, you got Rex Ryan. All-time great series because he was the superstar. He was angry. He was foul. He was hilarious. The New York Jets season, probably the best season on Hard Knocks. And because that, everyone said every year since has been a disappointment. You're just not going to get the Rex vibes back from when he was screaming at his team to eat a snack.
Now, there's a difference between having fun and being a jackass. Our defense was a jackass when we went to Hofstra, eating a bunch of cheeseburgers before we go stretch and all that. That's being a jackass. You can be a world champion, but not like this. We won't win it. We'll sit back and say, why didn't we do it? We didn't do it because where were our priorities? How about our offense? When are we going to put it together? When are we going to put it together? Can we not run the ball down their throats every snap? Can we not throw it anytime we want to throw it? Let's make sure we play like the New York Jets and not some slap team. That's what I want to see tomorrow. Do we understand what the I want to see tomorrow? Let's go to eat a damn snack.
Let's go eat a GD snack. With that, let's go eat some dinner, shall we? That'll do it for this installment of Grant and Danny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.